millennial said to me, I live in a two-income household, but who knows how long my mother can keep that up.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we present Now You Know, some relatively useful facts with which you can impress your friends. Here we go. In the UK today, just 30% of workers will take a proper lunch break. And this year, Canadians will leave more than 31 million vacation days unused. Each day, 108,000 Americans move to a different home and 18,000 to a different state. 45,000 new vehicles are purchased and 87,000 are smashed. 11,000 people are bitten by dogs, 13,000 tie the knot, 6,300 get divorced, 850 will have their appendixes removed, and 110 golfers will make holes in one. Each day, Americans eat 75 acres of pizza, 53 million hot dogs, and 3 million gallons of ice cream. Then they will jog 17 million miles to burn off 1.7 million calories. Without a doubt, we are a people who are obsessed with movement, with busyness, with hurry. As a result, Kenneth Greenspan of New York's Presbyterian Hospital claims that stress now contributes to 90% of all diseases. Incredibly, anxiety reduction may now be the largest single business in the Western world. When my first book was a hit, publishers began to call, "Strike while the iron's hot, Phil. There's not a moment to lose." In time, I felt like the guy who said, "We, the willing, led by the unknowing, are doing the impossible for the ungrateful. We have done so much for so long with so little, we are now qualified to do anything with nothing." According to The Guardian, London commuters experience more stress than fighter pilots and riot police. Yesterday, I said to my wife, "I'm crazy busy." She nodded and smiled, the kind of smile that says, "You write about this stuff, you know what to do." How much I need to learn this lesson. Amid a hectic schedule, I need to be reminded of two things. First, the greatest barrier to rest is a lack of trust. While learning to jump, a young paratrooper was told, "First, jump. Second, count to 10. Third, pull the ripcord. Fourth, if the chute doesn't open, pull the emergency backup. When you get down, a truck will take you back to the base." The plane ascended, the paratrooper jumped, counted to 10, and pulled the ripcord. The chute failed. He pulled the second cord. It failed too. He shook his fist in the air and yelled, "I bet when I land, the truck won't be there either." Well, sometimes I feel like that paratrooper, let down, helpless, deserted. But underneath are God's everlasting arms. Excessive busyness is a warning light that we need to trust Him. Second, a field that has rested gives a bountiful crop. From the beginning, God modeled and commanded rest. When I'm frazzled, it's helpful to contrast my frenzied pace with the lifestyle of Jesus. From his incarnation to his crucifixion, God carried out his perfect plan without hurry. God's timetable is not ours. Nowhere do we find evidence to suggest that Jesus labored to the point of constant exhaustion. We do read several times, though, that he took a break, a respite which helped him accomplish everything the Father sent him to do without gaining an ulcer. A man on vacation sent his psychiatrist a postcard that said, "I'm having a great time. Wish you were here to tell me why." Well, we don't need to be told why, do we? Psalm 46:10 challenges us to be still and know that I am God. Today, would you take time to rest, to laugh, to hold a child on your knee, to try for a hole-in-one, or even jog off some of those calories? Better yet, take time to celebrate what God has done throughout history and trust Him for all He's going to do.
Ah, Labadee, Haiti, one of the many beautiful ports of call on the Celebration Caribbean Cruise in 2018. Join Laugh Again February 3rd to 11th for a fun-filled week of sightseeing, great food, and lots of laughter. Don't wait to register. Call us at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.